بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Actually, the decision was to conduct six demonstrations across the West Bank and Gaza. Five of them will be in West Bank and the sixth in Gaza Strip, in calling all Muslims to come out and express their reluctance to the Annapolis conference, which is known as the conference which will lead to the sort of selling the land of Palestine to the Jews, and as they mentioned, they wanted to establish a Palestinian state in the Palestinian territories, which means that another secular state will be established in the Islamic world on some part of the Islamic land in Palestine. Of course, it's known that this state will not be a state that rules by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to rule is according to Sharia law. It will be small and weak state that rules according to the rules and regulations laid down by man and not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something haram and forbidden, highly forbidden in Sharia law. So we call people to go out in the streets and express their reluctance to this sort of historical prison. Now, it was decided that after Salat al-Asr, at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that, people will gather in certain places and then walk for a few hundred meters peacefully, expressing this idea. Now, what happened in five of these places was that the security police of the Palestinian Authority, they were prepared and they surrounded the places where people gathered, whether mosques or squares or whatever it is, in the five cities of the West Bank: Hebron, Ramallah, Nablus, Bethlehem, Jenin, and Ramallah. And the moment that these demonstrations almost started, they asked everybody to disperse and not to continue. Of course, these people were in crowds, thousands, and it was security, the Palestinian security forces were, very frustrated because people did not listen to them or did not obey their orders. So immediately, without any notice, they started beating people, and firing, you know, they used weapons against the Muslims, and unfortunately, we lost one, you know, life there in Hebron, in Al-Khalil, and his name is Hisham Al-Baradei. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, inshallah he'll be accepted as Master of the Martyrs with Hamza radiallahu anhu, inshallah Al-Jannah. And so many have been wounded by these, by the you know, the stakes on their heads and different parts of their bodies. They arrested hundreds of Muslims, you know, whether they were members of Hizb al-Tahrir or ordinary Muslims, in almost all places, and they detained them for several hours. Some of them, they were not released until now, and asked them to sign a petition not to do anything against the you know, the authority in the occupied territories. It was really brutal, you know. Next day, which is that was on Tuesday. Now on Wednesday, it was the funeral of our brother Hisham Al-Baradei in Al-Khalil, and the authorities, they refused to let the funeral go through the main street to the cemetery. They wanted to force the funeral and people there to another, you know, not the main street, another side street. So people refused to do that. They started shooting again. They hit with bullets more than 28 to 30 people and arrested, you know, about 50 people. Again, it was really most brutal activities against demonstrators, even more brutal than we used to see in the Arab cities or by the Arab government's police or even the Israeli police. Actually, we expected that the authorities, Palestinian Authority, will object and try to stop these demonstrations. They were peaceful demonstrations, but we never thought that they will use bullets and, you know, and open fire at the demonstrators. It was, you know, very much unexpected. Later we realized that these forces, Abbas forces, were trained by the Israelis not to maintain security in the main cities, but to kill people on behalf of the Jews. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Demonstrations were intended to express reluctance of the Annapolis Conference. Everybody knows that Annapolis Conference is a conference held in the United States of America with the intention of bringing an end to the Middle East crisis, so the so-called Middle East crisis between the the Israelis and the Palestinians based on the sort of mutual recognition of the Israeli state and the prospective so-called Palestinian state, which eventually means that the Muslims of Palestine will hand over more than sort of 90% of the Israeli, of the Palestinian land to so-called Israel. Now, the United States wants to impose this solution on Muslims, and knowing that they are weak and they cannot defend their land, and they brought almost all the Arabs in order to be witnesses there, whereas I mean their duty was to send forces to liberate Palestine, but they are traitors, and they cheated the Palestinians and Islam and general Muslims by collaborating with the United States to helping this solution to take place. This problem has been on for more than 80 years, and the conflict was very tough and difficult between the conflicting powers in this area. Now it's the time that the United States will impose this solution in order to show the whole world that the United States is the only state that can impose a solution and solve this historical and very difficult problem, especially when President Bush and his administration are towards the end of his period. Now, actually, the demonstration were intended to show the whole world that the Palestinian crisis cannot and should not be solved according to the point of view of the United States or the European Union or the international community. It should only be solved according to Islam laws and regulations, which means the liberation of whole Palestine and annexing Palestinian land to the central Islamic state, which we call Khilafah, a state that rules according to Sharia law. The other side of the problem is that the media mainly expressed these or described these demonstrations as Palestinian national issue, and they said, for example, one Palestinian man was killed in Al-Khalil. They did not say that a Muslim who is the da'wah carrier and he was working for the purpose of establishing Islamic State. They tried to sort of nationalize the issue, and they said everything was Palestinian and not Islamic. although they mentioned that Hizb al-Tahrir and other other Muslims in Palestine, they went, they participated in these demonstrations, but still they gave it the national nature in order to show the world that it's Palestine and only Palestine is meant by these demonstrations. What we expect, inshallah, is that Muslims around the world, especially in the Islamic world, would cooperate with the call of Khilafah, or call for Khilafah, which is a state that that is for all Muslims and rules according to Sharia law. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.